To F off, F off, F off, to F off, F back to Russia, to Russia, back to Russia, F off, back to Russia.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
You are listening to WRCC Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savard. I know you love the thing you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. I am the snake, I'm the beat that
makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the Sith, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
Takes a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name is Mom. Takes a lot. You think he's acting, but he's not.
My name is Mom. Thanks a lot. My name is Mom. Thanks a lot. My name.
Let it sour, let it gone.
Pixies wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program with a Gigantic. Before the Pixies, it was Roy and the Devil's Motorcycle with Learn to Lose. Also played Miroslava, former Pittsburgh band. I mean, they're always a Pittsburgh band. They're just they're defunct. With Read Between the Lines. Start off the entire set with some Lou Reed from the rock and roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock. So people call me Mock. They call me the Mockster. They call me Mocky. They call me, I don't know, things like that. Okay, just my mom calls me Mocky, but, you know, that's just between you and me. Anyway, we've got a great show lined up for you. Hour by hour, we just take it as it comes and take it as it goes and play music. That's what we do. If you have not tuned in or heard this show before, welcome. Welcome. Buckle your seatbelt. Brace yourself. Because it's going to get funky. It's the Ravenettes here on the Viva La Mock radio program on WRCT. His Black Sheets of Rain release. That's Bob Mould here on the Viva La Mock radio program telling you it's too late. Hey, before the Bob Mould, how about some Dinosaur Jr.? Went back to You're Living All Over Me for the long lotion in that set of music as well from the Nobody's Cool album Blind For Now, and start off the entire set with some Ravenettes. Love in a Trash Can. My name is Paul. You can love me in a trash can if you want. I don't know what that means. We're about halfway through this hour of a program called Viva La Mock. I appreciate when you tune in and check out what's going on. If you got a suggestion for a song, just reach out to me. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the bestest way to get a song out on the airwaves for your special someone, which might be you. It's Blake Babies.
Temptation eyes.
always got to wait for that last little drum roll on that one. Some REM here on the Viva La Mock radio program from Fables of the Reconstruction and Can't Get There From Here. Before the REM, some brand new music from Nick Frater. New album's called Earworms. Played you What's With Your Heavy Hearts. Also, fellow Athens, Georgia band Love Tractor from the Themes from Venus album gave us Satan. And if my facts are correct, I believe Bill Berry was actually the drummer for both of those bands at their inception. And when I say both those bands, I'm also referring to REM. Sorry, my brain was knew where I was going with that. But and at one point, he had to decide, hey, which of these bands do I want to stick with? And I'm pretty sure he made the right call. Pretty sure. Before the Love Tractor, some Blake Babies. Julian Hatfield, Free to Love, and John Strome, the Blake Babies, doing the Grassroots cover of Temptation Eyes. Gets us where we are now. We're about, let's give it about 15 minutes before the top of the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do want to remind you that you can actually pull up a chair and have breakfast for dinner here at WRCT. Yeah, if you join DJ Chris Wired as he serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. Within that, there's power pop, there's jangle pop, there's punk, there's psychedelic. Anything that really feeds the mind. It's Sunday nights from 10 to 11 here in WRCT. Also, you can hear a replay of the program Wednesday afternoons at 5 o'clock. So in case you miss it Sunday night, we got a nice little replay for you. I don't think there's anything else really pertinent I should be telling you right now. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I mean, as I look at the calendar, I do know that we're into the 11th month of the year. What does that mean? That just means that it's going to get colder. Got some holidays coming up. I'll tell you that much. Also, I got to play some National from the Alligator album. It's Mr. November. The Viva La Mock radio program on WRCT. This is nothing like it was in my room, in my best clothes, trying to think of you. This is nothing like it was in my room, in my best clothes.
I used to be carried in the arms of cheerleaders. to be carried in the arms of cheerleaders.
We'll be right back.
Tell you, if you're not dancing after that song, I'm not sure what your problem is. That's a dancing song. That's some brand new music from the brothers Steve from their Dose album with Get On Up. Before the brothers Steve, the Dickies in there with Donut Man. Did you observe National Donut Day recently when it occurred? Did you even know about it? Do you even care? Just look it up. It's fun sometimes. Like, hey, what day is it today? And you look it up and you're like, oh, all right. It's drop a penny on the ground day. And then you just drop a penny on the ground, you know? Hey, before the Dickies, Not a Surf went back to Let Go. played The Way You Wear Your Head. And start off the entire set. The entire set started it off with The National from the Alligator album with Mr. November. Hey, I do want to remind you, even though we're in the midst of a pandemic, we still are. Whether you think we are or not, we really are. But now we've got a regular flu season kicks on top of that. So I'm just asking you to help protect your family from just the regular flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. The Moxster just got his about a week ago. It's quick, it's easy, and it will protect you all season long. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs, like the flu. How do you do that? Well, cover your cough. Stay home from work or school if you're not feeling well. And wash your hands often. In fact, go wash them right now while I'm talking. Oh, and third, there are actual drugs out there that can actually treat the flu illness. And they work best when they're started early. Learn more at the CDC's website, cdc.gov/fightflu. My name is Paul. I'm the Moxster. You are listening to a program called the Viva La Mock. We are coming up on the top of the hour. You know what happens at the top of the hour? Fun and exciting things.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we speak with Peter Kuznick, professor of history at American University and director of the university's nuclear studies program.
Nuclear war is a central question facing all of us right now. Stay tuned.
We also speak today with Professor Karina Mullen, a political economist.
What are the nuts and bolts behind all of what's going on now in Ukraine? She knows. Listen in.
Stay with us.
I'm New York City attorney and author Michael Stephen Smith.
And I am attorney Marjorie Cohn, professor emerita at Thomas Jefferson School of Law and regular columnist for truthout.org.
The Nuremberg Tribunal called aggression, quote, the supreme international crime, end quote, because it contains within it all other crimes. German Nazi leaders were tried, convicted, and hung at Nuremberg for the German War of Aggression. They began in September of 1939 when they invaded Poland and started World War II. The guilty verdicts at Nuremberg were not merely victor's justice. Its precepts were incorporated into the UN Charter. The Charter, which is a treaty ratified by the countries of the world, established a process for keeping the peace and, quote, to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war, close quote. War is outlawed, with the only exception being self-defense after an armed attack or with the permission of the Security Council of the United Nations. Russia is guilty of aggression against the Ukraine. But that being said, the United States has baited the Russian bear repeatedly, starting in 1990 with the breakup of the Soviet Union. At that time, U.S. Secretary of State James Baker promised the Russian leader Mikhail Gorbachev that the U.S.-led NATO organization would not move, quote, one inch, close quote, east towards Russia. This promise was broken. The Russians were betrayed. Since then, NATO has recruited 11 former Soviet bloc and Warsaw Pact countries into its military organization. Led by the United States, NATO is an organization that has played an aggressive role, having carried out the bombings of Serbia, Iraq, Syria, Somalia, and Libya. NATO has placed missiles in Poland within 100 miles of the Russian border. Missiles on the long border between the Ukraine and Russia could hit Moscow in 10 minutes, making it impossible for the Russians to defend themselves. Russia's attempt to make the United States understand they have crossed a red line has been consistently rejected. This is not to defend Russia's actions, but to place them in historical context. The world now has come to the edge of an abyss. A nuclear war could easily be started, annihilating all of humanity. the rule of law must be restored. Russia must honor a ceasefire and withdraw. The United States must forswear arming Ukraine and recruiting Ukraine into NATO. Ukraine must go forward as a neutral country like Austria or Finland. Today, we speak with Peter Kuznick. He is a professor of history at American University and directs the nuclear studies program there. Peter and Oliver Stone wrote the book, The Untold History of the United States, and also produced a Showtime documentary series based on the book. Peter Kuznick, welcome to Law and Disorder.
Glad to be with you today.
Peter, the world's facing the most dangerous crisis since the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. What are the parallels between that crisis and the current situation in the Ukraine? What's the current risk of nuclear war?
Yeah, the parallels is that the world is on the brink of nuclear war again. And as you say, it's the closest we've been to war, world war, and nuclear war in 60 years. You know, there are some parallels, but one of the ones that strikes me as least similar is that in 1962, the U.S. had between a 10-to-1 and a 20-to-1 advantage over the Soviet Union in the number of nuclear weapons, the number of bombers that could hit the other country.